Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is the show where you can get messages channeled from the angels. So we will start out by introducing ourselves. And here is the magical DC Love.
Hi, Barbara. Hi, everyone. It's the magical DC Love. And we do channel messages from the divine, and sometimes the not-so-divine. Right, Barbara? But they're all divine. You know, they really are. They're all divine. And a little bit about me. I've seen spirit, you know, from before I was born. And I just thought, you know, it's normal. Everybody sees this kind of stuff. But then I learned, you know, as I started to go through life that, no, that is not the norm. My goodness. So the journey that I'm on today, it started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit sitting on me to get my attention. Talk about a crazy start to a journey. I had no other choice but to listen. And all of this propelled me to where I am today on this beautiful path. I am just so very blessed to be here. I love it. A little bit more about me is I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and sometimes my in-spirit dog, Ginger, Joan Rivers, and now my mother. My mother joined my team on my birthday, March 20th, and I had seen her prior to that after she transitioned, but she never said anything. She came in on my birthday, and she never stopped talking. So it's been an interesting journey, to say the least. It's crazy, and, you know, I resonate with crazy. So, it really works for me. But all of this was, you know, it was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever, and I am so blessed. I just love what I'm doing. I offer angelic love now. I used to have a background in law enforcement, but I'm, you know, serving and protecting in a different way that really resonates with me, with angelic love. And I just can't even put it into words how much it means to me to be able to come on and help people. This is just such a beautiful, beautiful, you know, time for me to, you know, to share my unique, of course, brand of divine messages and healings with people, and I do it in a loving way. And I guess love is what I am, it's what I do, it's what I listen to. Happy Sunday evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I knew I had a name. I'm also known as Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. And my journey has been about looking for the truth, seeking the truth. And now, of course, I've come to an understanding that I have to stop seeking it and accept that I have already found it, which is true for everybody. We all know who we are. We just don't know that we know. So it's one of those wonderful situations where you have to figure out how to stop figuring out in order to know, because as long as you believe you don't know, that's what you're creating. Life just gets so interesting sometimes. So now I'm waking up. Yeah, that's the word for it. And it is an amazing experience. And I am already seeing changes in my life that just demonstrate to me that there's more than I know. It's an interesting and confusing thing to talk about. So I help other people to learn the same thing. And that's also an interesting experience. And some of them have these amazing moments where they just are there. And others are still looking and learning not to look. But if you want to learn more about me, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there, and it's always changing, although I'm not always changing the website, but I'm going to. So now it is time for us to go to our callers, DC, because we've confused them enough. So
I think so. And we have Betty White with us tonight, Barbara. She's sitting on the edge of her seat listening. And I said, Betty, are you in a hotel?
We're not
going to
make sense.
I know. And I asked Betty, I said, Betty, aren't you in a hotel room? She said, yes, DC. I said, well, I have, you know, don't you ever sleep? She said, I've never slept. Even when I was on Earth, I had no need to sleep. I would just sit in my hotel room, and I'd have a cold hot dog and vodka on the rocks. She would watch TV, but now she'd rather listen to us, so. And we don't tell anyone, you know, to drink. That's just Betty. That's what she did, and she still does. So she loves her vodka on the rocks with lots of lemons and hot dogs. So enough said, right?
I'm glad she's enjoying herself.
She is, and she's enjoying us and our beautiful show.
Okay. Well, our first caller is from area code 541.
Hi, it's Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Today.
How are you, hon?
I am in rundown. I just finished my iron infusions, but I've had some allergy thing going on or something, too. So I slept till noon today. I haven't done that in forever. I needed sleep.
Well, that's good that you got a little bit of rest. That's always helpful.
I did.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was a little chilly here. I could have done the same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't blame you. Yeah. It's crazy.
I don't usually get allergies like this, but I am having something happening.
Are you able to take vitamin C, Kat? Because vitamin C does help with allergies.
Yeah. I think a C60.
Okay. I don't know if you could have honey, but if you can get some local honey and start taking it now and you don't, like, stop taking it, it's sort of like you going to the allergist and getting the allergy shots.
Yeah.
Because it would be from your local area, you know, the bees from the local area, and it would help with the allergies as well.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm also getting, Kat, some of it is physical, as you're describing, but also some of it is not physical. You're still holding on to some kind of feelings from the past.
Mm.
Okay? You've got to stay positive and, you know, and allow yourself, you know, to let go of all this that you're holding on to, because it doesn't help you to go forward. It could actually help, you know, just keep you where you are for a little bit, and you don't need that, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm getting, you know, positivity is the key. So with that being said, like I said, you're holding on to something from the past, Kat, and I don't know even if you're, you know, aware of it at this time.
No, I want it all gone. I'm not aware of it.
Yeah, well, that's what I was getting. So, like I said, you're talking about, you know, allergies. Part of it is allergies, and, you know, I myself sneezed a couple times, but I took the vitamin C, and I also like the honey and also some apple cider vinegar with the mother's in it. It looks cloudy, like bottle. Put a teeny little bit. Yeah, and that helps. Like, that really will help, you know. That helps as well. Okay, so what is it you're not trusting? Is it yourself, like your journey? What is it you're not trusting? Because I'm hearing, you know, she has trust issues.
Maybe. It's been a long process.
Yeah, it has. And you know what, you're going to get through this, but you still have your doubts. You have doubts that you're not going to get rid of all of this, and you are. Mm-hmm. You deserve to be healthy, okay? So, you know, when we let go and we let God, and we just have that faith, and you have to have faith in something that you don't see at the present moment. You're holding on to worry. There's some fear. And, Kat, you cannot, you know, control every aspect of your life. There's some things that we can control, and there's other things that we can't. And the ones that sort of are, like, out of your hands, why not turn those over to the angels and let them bring it, you know, to heaven and have a divine solution for everything that you've been holding on to?
No, like, my insurance is changing, and I'm used to getting my certain doctors and getting to get acupuncture, and now I'm getting insurance that doesn't cover all that stuff, so that is happening in the next month.
No, that's why we have to let go and let God and allow, you know, for things to work out for your highest and best, right?
Yeah.
And, okay, when you were saying that, like, about the insurance and things, I heard father. Mm-hmm. Had your father had experiences as well with maybe insurance? Because I feel like some of the emotions you're holding on to presently come from your dad.
Yeah, both my parents have had the same thing, but
Yeah, and I'm getting, you know, like there's some memories that you're holding on to, and, you know, they're very emotional memories, hon.
Mm-hmm.
And you can release these memories. And you can go forward, and you can be healthy, okay? The angels are with you at this present moment, Kat, and they're all, you know, with you. They're surrounding you with unconditional love. And they're saying, beloved Kat, please allow, you know, love to help heal your situation. We are never alone. We physically think we're alone, but in reality, we're never alone. We have, you know, we have the divine with us at all times, and all we have to do is call out to the angels, you know, call out to whomever in the divine. And whatever energy that is for your highest and best will be with you. And I'm hearing, Kat, like, you know, you could expect miracles and healing. Okay?
Yeah.
They're available to you. And I'm also getting Ginger saying, and what is she going to do when she gets healed and love comes her way? You know? She's not even thinking about love at this time, you know? But I'm getting, you know, that's possible too, okay? Okay, and I'm seeing your crown chakra, and that would be the chakra at the top of your head, okay? I see this beautiful energy, Kat, going down from the crown chakra, and it's going down and through the third eye, through the throat chakra, the heart chakra. I see this beautiful energy going into, you know, to your solar plexus chakra. And all of this energy is helping you to allow, you know, healing to take place. Okay? It's in your sacral chakra, your root chakra. And this is, you may actually feel, I don't know if you feel any kind of tingling or any kind of sensation, but it's pure divine love that's going through you at this time, Kat.
Mm-hmm.
And your team is saying, just allow and receive this beautiful energy, beloved. Okay?
Okay.
Allow it to be there. And, you know, whatever you're wanting, you know, to be healthy, to have a beautiful life, maybe someone to share it with, all of this is birthright. You deserve to have this. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Allow your heart chakra to open up a little bit more, Kat. Let it expand. Okay? And, you know, allow your heart to, you know, be able to fill with that beautiful love. You are truly filled with love, and allow that love just to expand and go outward. And, Kat, allow your body to feel good again. Allow your body to have that beautiful, vital energy that you deserve. Allow every cell, you know, every cell, every organ, every bone, everything in your body to physically be healed. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I felt that. I want that. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to say to you, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara to help you with the process, is, you know, make sure that you're loving yourself and, you know, and thank your body for what it is doing for you. It may not be working at 100%, but it still serves you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we just say, you know, thank you. We're grateful for what you're doing, you know? And Kathy, they're saying, you know, be grateful for your life. Be grateful for all that you have, the miracles that are coming forward for you, and be open to more that is coming, okay?
Yeah.
So that's all the beautiful blessings that, you know, you truly deserve, Kat, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Kat. God bless.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Kat, let's do some releasing. And they might want to remind you that what you believe is what you experience. So if you believe that you are supposed to be sick, or you are destined to be sick, or that you have to be sick, then you are going to be sick, because that is what you believe. It's when you let go of your old beliefs that you allow your life to change. Okay, so just listen to what I say, breathe deeply, and let go. I release my allergies. I release the allergies. I release all allergies. I release allergies from my life. I accept that I love myself. I accept that I love myself. I accept that I love myself. I release my memories from the past. I release my habits and programming from the past. I release the past from my life. I release the energies I have accepted from my father. I release the beliefs that I accepted from my father. I release all of the energies that are not mine. I release ill health. I release all ill health. I release the belief that I am sick. I release being sick. I release thinking sick. I release all sickness from my mind and from my body. I accept that I am loved. I accept that I love me. I accept love and health into my life. I accept and I let go. And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Yeah, later.
Good. And remember, it's what you think about. It's what you believe that you live. And you're the one that created those thoughts to begin with. So you're the one that can change them. So start letting yourself change or release those beliefs. Okay?
Thank you.
All righty.
Take care, Kat.
Aw, thank you, too.
Okay, and we are moving to our next caller. Area code 951.
Hi, it's Susanna. Hey.
How are you
doing? I'm doing great.
What can we help you with today?
Well, I'm checking in for a message and a tune-up.
Okay.
Daniel, we're glad to hear from you. That's always a good thing to call in for a little tune-up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have some fun.
Okay. What I have to ask you, Nathaniel, I feel like you're holding on to maybe some feelings or something that maybe you're not even aware of. I'm getting there might be like a little sadness or, you know, something that isn't like truly loving, okay? There might be fear. There's something, like you said, it's loving. You know, it's not a loving energy that you're holding on to, hon.
Yeah.
Okay, so at this time, we have the angels asking you to just, you know, relax, Nathaniel, and imagine that you have, you know, this tiny little hole in your heart, and you're breathing in, you know, via this beautiful little hole, okay? And on the in-breath, you breathe in love. And on the exhale, you let out, you know, love. So you're breathing in love. There's love. There's positivity. And then you exhale and you let go. So now I'm seeing you breathing, Nathaniel. And as you're exhaling, the angels are saying, Nathaniel, let go of any fear, let go of any negativity, let go of any emotions that no longer serve you, okay? And Ginger's coming in and she's saying, Nathaniel, it's great to hear from you. She's helping the angels today, and she has this amazing vacuum. And she's saying, I'm going to turn it on, and I'm going to suck out all that lower vibrational energy that you don't need, buddy, okay? So she's going to turn on the vacuum, Nathaniel, and as she does, you may feel a little thing, a tingling going on. You're definitely going to feel lighter, and you're going to, you know, as you breathe in and as you breathe out, you feel the love that, you know, that is in you, and you relax, and then you allow more and more love to come in. Okay, Nathaniel? So, Ginger's saying, how are you feeling?
Good.
Okay. Well, she's saying, buddy, I'm here for you, and, you know, Barbara's here for you, and my mom. And she's saying, never give up, Nathaniel. Okay? And she's saying, you know, there's going to be so many great times ahead of you, and you've got to make sure that you are, you know, you're ready for them. And she's saying, I want to let you know that you're surrounded by unconditional love, and just, you know, allow your heart to open and then receive it, Nathaniel. Feel the beautiful love, okay? It's all around you, and it's in your beautiful heart. And I'm hearing the word healing around you, Nathaniel. I feel like, you know, you yourself are healing. But I'm also feeling like you are a healer. So I don't know if you've been using, you know, any healing on yourself or others. But you have the ability, you know, to help yourself and others heal as well. Does that make any sense to you, Nathaniel? Does it resonate?
It's what I do every day. When I meet every person I meet, I try to help and heal them.
Okay, well, It starts with you first. You know,
yeah.
You've got to take care of Nathaniel first, okay? It would be like you say, you drive the taxi, you know, and things like that. But if you didn't fill it up with gas, you wouldn't be able to help others, right?
If I didn't put the air
so
in
you've
the
got to make sure you take care of you first, Nathaniel. And, you know, when you're saying helping others, I'm hearing that the knowledge that you use to help others is ancient knowledge. Some of it is from this lifetime, but, you know, some of it is from past lifetimes. And the angels are saying, Nathaniel, you know, you do bestow wisdom upon so many. And this beautiful divine team of yours wants to help you to go forward. Okay? So I don't know what you want to do, like, from a spiritual standpoint, but I'm getting, you know, Nathaniel, you know, honor the beautiful person that you are. There's going to be many opportunities ahead of you, and you're meant to be a leader, Nathaniel.
Okay, that sounds good.
So you're doing a great job. I also have to say, Ginger's saying he's a lucky duck. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of good coming into your life. Okay? And you're going to, you know, call us back and saying, you know, you guys are right. I just feel like there's going to be happiness. There's going to be, you know, abundance. And it's going to be amazing, Nathaniel.
Uh-huh.
And Ginger's handing me like a big cornucopia. And she's saying, you know, this is going to be amazing. Truly, truly amazing. Now, I don't know. What did you start, honey? Go ahead.
I started work at the golf course, so I worked at the golf course a week
now. Okay, do you like it?
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. And I have to ask you, I'm seeing little hearts around you. Have you met anyone, Nathaniel?
Not really. I thought I met someone, but, you know, I mean, if it doesn't really work out, that's why I'm kind of lonely, I feel.
Well, you know, just be patient, because I do feel like someone is coming. Okay, and
okay.
Changes are happening as we're connecting, and they're happy changes. This is going to be a beautiful, blessed time for you, Nathaniel. So just, you know, hang on to that and get ready for all the good that is coming, Nathaniel. Because you truly deserve it, and I do feel like, you know, love is going to be part of the formula there. Okay?
Well, super. You're the best, DC. Thank you.
Okay, well, keep up with whatever you're doing, because you're doing a great job, and you have a lot of talent, Nathaniel. You're going to be recognized for that beautiful talent, okay? And I feel maybe by summertime you'll meet that special someone.
Super.
God bless, Nathaniel. You take care, hon. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
Thanks again.
Okay, Nathaniel. Let's see what kind of releasing statements they want you to do today. So just listen to what I say and breathe deeply and let the energy flow. I accept the changes within me. I accept the changes within me. I accept that my life is changing. I release my old ways of being. I release my old beliefs about myself. I release the old beliefs about life. I accept that I am always loved. I accept that I love myself. I accept my new way of being. I release and I let go. I release and I let go. I accept the joy of life. And take a nice deep breath. And how do you feel?
Great.
Wonderful. They're saying you're doing a good job. You're beginning to let go more and more, and they say keep up the good work.
D do you see my eyes getting better? I injured my eyes about 3 months ago, and kind of going through a spell. I was hoping the golf course and all the fresh grass and everything, and the sunshine would help about versus all the casinos, cigarette smoke, and everything.
They're saying to start saying, I accept the healing of my eyes.
Okay.
I accept the healing of my eyes. And to make a point of looking to see how much better they've become. Not looking to see if they still have a problem, but looking to see how much better they have become. Because you're not looking for problems, you're looking at solutions. Okay?
Thank you. Appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our next caller is from area code 914.
Hi, it's Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Hi, happy Sunday to you both. Happy spring.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. You know what? I heard Ginger saying she's got an attitude of gratitude, and then, you know, said your name. She's saying, Kat, that is a very, very powerful tool in your spiritual toolbox. That attitude of gratitude is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Ginger. Thank you, both of you lovely ladies, for being you. Thank you.
So what is...
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I have a question for my mom, if you don't mind, please. She has a legal matter, and I was just wondering if you see the lawyer David W. or David K. Being able to help her the best, or should I just speak on her behalf? Just any guidance, I really appreciate.
Okay. The first thing I heard is, you know, springtime. It's going to be, you know, you're going to get good news in the springtime.
Oh, woohoo.
Yeah, so that was the first thing that I was hearing, Kat. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I just want to, Ginger's really excited. Okay. I'm getting that you're either going to get like a letter, I'm getting possibly a letter. It could be some kind. I feel like it's paper. It might be a phone call, but I do feel paper, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I do feel it's positive. It's not anything bad. It's positive, okay? And Ginger is showing me pennies from heaven. So that would be, you know, money coming your way, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay. Yeah, she's saying it's coming in the spring. So let me see. Okay, so you asked about, okay, what were the names? Because I have to, I have to do one at a time. I was
sorry. David K.
Okay, so okay, now David K. is who now?
A lawyer, yes, it's for an issue for my mom.
Okay.
Yes,
I'm getting he could help, but before, like, anything comes about, Kat, your mom's energy, it feels like she just put her hand in a light socket.
Wow.
She's just so nervous about that she's got to calm down.
Yes, you're right.
Okay, so I got, yeah, yes, you know, He can help her. But the thing is she, you know, maybe Barbara, you know, could have you and your mom listen and help her to release this energy, because the energy has to be released to open up, you know, for the outcome that she's, you know, thinking about, okay?
Right. Yes, she's here.
Okay, Barbara, I'm going to turn you over to help Kat's mom with that energy she's holding on to.
Okay.
Hi, how are you? How are you?
All right, so I'm going to make some statements. You guys just need to listen and breathe deeply. Okay. I release the nervousness. I release the anxiety. I release the fear. I release the belief that my life doesn't work. I release the belief that good things cannot happen to me. I release any need to worry. I accept that I deserve good in my life. I accept the calmness of having the best turnout ever. I accept the peace of knowing that I am loved and guided. I accept the truth that I deserve. I release all of the old ways of worrying. I release all of the habits of worrying. I release all of the programming of worrying. I accept success. I accept my success. I accept monetary success. I accept that my life does work. I accept that I deserve. I accept that God is on my side. I accept the goodness within me. I accept that I am free. And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Much better.
Thank you, better. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh,
and
amazing.
Don't worry anymore. Don't need to worry.
Yeah.
It doesn't do you any good.
See?
So when you start worrying, go do something fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, she's clearing up. Wow.
God bless you both, Kat.
Thank you. God bless both of you. Thank you so much.
You guys have a lot to look forward to. It's going to be exciting. Both of you, you know, all the good that's coming. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, thank God. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you both so much.
Yeah, stay in touch with us and let us know where everything is going.
Thank you. Yes, we will. Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you.
Oh, you as well, honey.
Thank you. And God bless you.
Thank you. You too, Lena.
Thank you. Still, God, you're going to send that gift to you for your birthday.
Oh, honey, you're my present.
No,
you like that.
No, you're there when I need it. Thank you very, very much.
We love
you,
honey. Take care of yourself. No more worry, okay?
Your girlfriend, too. She's very nice.
Her name is Barbara.
Oh, Barbara. That's a prison name.
Barbara, yes.
God bless. Thank you, you guys. Thank you.
You're
enjoy
welcome.
You. I want to go in Italy. That's where I want to go.
Yes, yes. That'll be awesome. Yep.
I want to go in June or July.
Okay. Well, then you can't worry anymore, right?
Yeah, no, I can't work anymore. I want to
more worry.
Yeah, no. More worry.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Oh, you're
thank
so welcome.
You're welcome.
We love you both, Nina.
Thank you.
Love you both so much. Thank you.
Take care, Kat.
Thank you.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yes, totally.
And Barbara, what is it you said? You said it a while back. You can never worry enough to fix anything.
Well, not worrying just breaks things.
Yeah, but I mean, you could stay up 24/7 and worry, and it's not going to help anything. So.
No, it's not. Okay, that's all our callers.
Oh my goodness. Wow, that was fast.
I know. It's been ages since it's been that fast.
Yes. Well, I think it's just, I don't know, it's like a transitional period here, you know, with the beginning of April. And I don't know, like people are sort of in hiding or something. I don't know where anybody is, you know. So that's okay. That works for us.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, you have a blessed rest of your Sunday and weekend, Barbara, and everyone listening. And we'll connect with you next week. Take care,
yes.
Everyone. Bye now.
Bye-bye.